off the CD?
Oh, you have clair seed and a press.
Now, what's the difference?
A clair seed, you can open it with the hand, but the press, you can't pull it open with the hand.
And what about the kind of trees you might have in your yard? What kind are they?
Well, a lot of people have peach trees growing in the yard, and plum trees grow in your yard, and a lot of them have the apple trees, you know, and pear trees around the edge of the yard. You know, a lot of people do.
Well, what about the shade or something?
Oh, they mostly they have chiny bear trees and oak trees mostly.
And you know the tree that has a white kind of bark that comes off in big pieces?
White oak.
The bark comes off in big sheets and it's got white limbs on it.
White limbs. Let me see, they call that sycamore tree.
Do you have those around here?
Well, yes. They got to be now, well, you don't see those, you know, now like you used to a long time ago. But there is some still around.
But you still have some of those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
What about what are children afraid of? You know, it might say it's going to, you might tell the children it's going to get them.
Snakes.
Well, if you were trying to, you said, you might say, you better behave or the what's going to get you.
A lot of people don't think about it. Like I heard a preacher say one time, said, mothers have lied to children a lot by telling them the boogerman to catch them. So, the mother would say, if you do so and so, the boogerman will catch you, you know, like that.
And who's the boogerman supposed to be?
Well, I wouldn't know. You know, rather than tell the children, the old people would tell the children what they say is the boogerman. They would say the boogerman, but usually, if you would know what they mean, they would say they mean the devil would get you.
Is the boogerman and the devil the same person?
Well, that's what they would have in reference to, you know, like that. But the older people wouldn't tell the children the devil because they wouldn't let the children hear them say things like that. Mm.
So, was that a word aren't supposed to use or something?
Well, you know, they wouldn't use, you know, older people a long time ago wouldn't say the devil, you know, to the children, before the children like that. They didn't want to say those words, you know, things like that to children, like people do now.
Mm-hmm. And what about a kind of place where, you know, just evil spirits might live? What would that kind of house be called?
Oh, well, some call it a Haney house.
And what would you call the things that lived in it?
Some would call it ghosts. And some call it haunts, things like that, I would think.
Well, would those be the same kind of things that you might, you know, hear or seen around a graveyard or something?
That's what people said, you know, like that.
And, if somebody wouldn't go out in the dark or anything, after it was dark, or if they heard a noise, you know, that would shake all over, you'd say that kind of person was what?
They would say they was, you know, scared to go outside.
So that'd be a what kind of person?
You mean a person that would be afraid to go outside? Well, I wouldn't know. Like, sometimes it would be a young person, then sometimes grown-ups, you know, be scared to go out at night in the dark.
Well, if they said, I can't go out there because, you know, something's going to get me,
mm-hmm.
What would that kind of person be called?
I just remember that.
Well, what if somebody was just all the time scared to go out and just really scared of it, you know?
Well, mostly you would say, well, if it's a he or she, you just say, well, he's just scared to go out in the dark, you know, like that.